just in the air. Possibles be franchise player. And we in here talking about practice. Beast in the air. Possibles be franchise player. And we in here talking about practice. How the hell can I make my teammates better about practice? Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
So it's hard to believe this song originated with the Allen Iverson famous practice press conference in 2002.
Wow.
And Friday we learned that it was May 7th, 2002. So it was the anniversary on Friday. And I went into a little bit of a rabbit hole and looking into this, wanted to see if there was like a longer piece of audio associated with this, like to get the full context. And I found myself a half hour. May 7th, 2002, it was 4 days after the 76ers of Allen Iverson had been eliminated in the playoffs, and they got pounded out, a 33-point loss to the Celtics, a first-round loss, after the year before they were in the NBA Finals, and Iverson won the MVP. And apparently, their head coach, Larry Brown, clashed with Iverson often and had recently, or between the end of the season and this point, had said publicly that he has to be practicing, he has to set an example. So the first 7 minutes or so of the press conference are just a little back and forth about how Iverson wants to be here, he doesn't want to leave, he's upset that there's trade rumors, blah, 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 blah. And then I'll give you the money portion where this is a couple minutes long, but this is a little longer version of the famous practice rant. But in this half hour, there's so much more, so I want to play more of it for us. So, but this is kind of the beginning of the practice portion of the press conference.
If I can't practice, I can't practice, man. I'm hurt, I'm hurt. I mean, simple as that. It ain't about that. I mean, it's not about that at all. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but it's easy to talk about. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. We sitting here, I supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice. Well, Coach, I mean, listen, we talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. Not a game. Not the game that I go out there and die for and play every game like it's my last. Not the game. We're talking about practice, man. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. I know I'm supposed to be there. I know I'm supposed to lead by example. I know that. And I'm not shoving it aside, you know, like it don't mean anything. I know it's important. I do. I honestly do. But we're talking about practice, man. What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man. We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice. We ain't talking about the game. We're talking about practice, man. When you come in the arena and you see me play, don't you?
Absolutely.
You see me give everything I got, right?
Absolutely.
But we're talking about practice right now.
But it's an issue that you're...
We're talking about
practice.
Man, I hear you. It's funny to me, too. I mean, it's strange to me, too. But we talking about practice, man. We're not even talking about the game, the actual game, when it matters. We're talking about practice.
Alan, is it possible, though, that from where he's coming from, if you practice, not you would be better, but your teammates?
How the hell can I make my teammates better by practicing? I make them. They're supposed to be used to playing with me anyway. Those are my teammates. So my game is going to deteriorate if I don't practice with those guys? Is my game going to get worse? I'm talking about me. It ain't about just everybody else. It's about me too, right?
Yes.
So what about my game? What about my game? Is my game going to get better when some people don't practice on my team? I mean, do that hurt me? You think that hurt me? I mean, honestly, people hurt on my team, yeah. But do that hurt me? Do that hurt me as when I go out there for 48 minutes? I mean, do that hurt me?
Wow.
So that's the first part. Let me jump ahead about 5 minutes. As, again, it's really a lot of back and forth, very open, if you like your athletes to be open and honest. And he's arguing with the dude. During this, you can see the 76ers PR woman is going to try and wrap this up. He doesn't want it to end.
I ain't different than you. I'm not different than you. You get paid to, you get paid to get on that mic and talk, don't you? Don't you get paid? You get paid to do your job. You do you get paid to do your job, right? But Allen Iverson ain't nobody. I ain't nowhere near you criticizing you about nothing, cause I'm not. You a human, man. You do what you do, man. That's your job. That's your job. I ain't here to critique you about what you do. I don't like the way he pronounced that word or this, that, and the third. I don't do that. I don't do that to you.
But you accept the fact that that's part of your job, though.
What? To be criticized? I'm going to be criticized automatically. I don't have a choice. I don't have a choice.
The question many people have is why you don't think, you say, we kept saying practice, like it's only practice.
I ain't saying that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that's why we in here having this talk, because of practice.
Don't you think great players, MVPs, make their teammates?
What you mean great players, MVP? I that's what I am.
That's what you are.
That's what I am. So it ain't got nothing to do with no practice.
Okay, guys.
It don't have to, I ain't going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. He can talk. Let him talk. You can talk. I'm upset because I'm having this discussion right now. I ain't upset about nothing else but just this. Just me having this conversation, for me being here. That's the only reason I'm upset.
Jeez, man. What a slow motion train wreck.
It's awesome. It's just so much back and forth. And, yeah, the PR chick is trying to, all right, guys, we're going to rat. I ain't going anywhere. Did you say you read something where he was drunk?
Yeah,
alleging?
He's denied it, but Larry Brown has insinuated it for sure. There was a book that was written, I want to say in 2000, well, it doesn't matter. It was a book written about Iverson's legacy. And in that book, the dude who wrote it, who interviewed Larry Brown was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure. You know, he was at the facility that morning. We got kind of crossways. He was asking me if I'm on the block, and because I had said any Sixer could be traded. And then he left for a little while with a friend, and Brown's quote was, I assume he went and fooled around somewhere, tipping his hand up like a bottle. And then another, I think two different people who covered him for years in Philadelphia were like, dude, we knew. We've been around him enough to tell, like, when he was and when he wasn't, and he was. Now, I don't know, maybe, I don't know, it could be med something, I don't know. But he definitely, and you can hear it, dude.
Yeah, and I don't think any of the audio will indicate this, but he complains a lot about the fact that people are coming up to his kid, asking his kid if he's going to still be in Philadelphia next year. Just,
yeah.
And his kid's, like, in grade school. And
yeah, so and then the other thing, too, not to, again, provide excuses for him. I guess I didn't realize this, but Allen Iverson was, like, the league leader in minutes, like, 6 of 8 years around this. Like, he was playing 44 minutes a night.
There was no load management.
No. Then so, yeah, he might not have been practicing, but he was saying, I'll play every minute of this game, but that's all I'm going to do. Very complicated dude.
Did you ever hear, I think it's him.
It is.
That he would never pack for road trips. He would just go buy clothes in every city he went to.
Yeah, and just leave it there.
That's...
And now he's broke.
Well, yeah, that's both very cool, but then, you know, probably not wise in the end.
No. He would, yeah, just...
But never pack. You just show right
up. Yeah, he had a personal shopper. But yeah, he was wild.
All right, now he's getting back into a back and forth with a reporter, and he's going to use the ultimate trump card. The reporter will cross him up a little bit, but just enjoy more of the legendary Allen Iverson press conference.
Al, what are some of the things that you think you can do during the summertime, leading into next year?
What I got to do? I'm going to come in here, I'm going to be the biggest, baddest, strongest bodybuilder in the world. And that's going to make me the best player in the world. That's going to make me, if I can do that, if I build myself up and get a whole lot of muscles and come back in here and look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, are y'all going to give me the MVP award automatically? Will you please do that? If I come in here look swole and big and strong and tough, y'all going to give me that award, right?
I think you got to earn it.
Why not? I mean, I've been the MVP bony as hell. I've been the MVP bony as hell. So what I got to do? Y'all tell me what y'all want me to do.
Okay, can I respond?
Yeah.
Pete, there are people who suggest, me among them, that instead of shooting 40%...
Let me give this guy a little credit right there for that.
For giving a me among them?
Yeah, I've never heard that before. Usually it's the reporter with, people are saying, and then... You know, you're asking someone else's question, but so let's at least give him credit for that.
Sure.
Pete, there are people who suggest, me among them, that instead of shooting 40%, if you were in...
What you know about basketball?
I know...
Have you ever played?
Yes. Have I watched...
I don't know Phil Jasmine. I don't know you as a basketball player. I don't mean, for real. Well, I know you as a columnist. Listen, I don't know you as no player, though. I ain't never heard of you as no player...
Why is that an issue?
Because we talking about basketball. We talking about basketball.
Let me ask my question.
What? What's your question?
Suppose you shoot.
Philip.
Let's hear that again.
Why is that an issue? Because we talking about basketball.
Then let me ask my question.
We talking about basketball.
Let me ask my question.
What? What's your question?
Suppose you shoot.
Philip. I don't know what I'm going to do, man. I don't know. That's God. That's in God's hand. I don't know what I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. That'll help me if it won't.
That's a Josh Howard-like answer for sure. Can't control what the ball does, but now we've invoked the higher power.
It's crazy, man.
Well, yeah, well, we did the tried to trump him with, you ever play basketball? Yes. Okay, well, God's hands. But see, there's so many things in here that would have become the biggest thing out of this press conference if it wasn't for the whole practice 2-minute portion. And then this is kind of how it all ends up.
I mean, a lot of y'all, I don't care what you say, you can try to put your feet in my shoes, they won't never fit. Because you can't go through what I go through in my life. But just try. Just try to stick your foot in my shoes. Just for one, it ain't even got to be a damn day. Just for 1 minute. Just for 1 minute. Stick your foot in my shoes and try to deal with what I go through in my life. My best friend, dead. Dead. And we lost. And this is what I got to go through for the rest of the summer. Until the season start over again. This is what I got to go through. This is my life in a nutshell. Y'all go home and have y'all lovely life, man. Live it up to the fullest.
He gets up. And he's done.
Wow.
Kind of just pulled out the best friend thing, too. It's kind of out of nowhere, but...
Also, I'm not saying that his best friend, who I believe was murdered during the season, I'm not saying that that didn't have an impact on him, but I'm also going to say that if you bring it up right beside losing in the first round of the NBA playoffs, it doesn't seem quite as heavy. Yeah, my friend was murdered, and we lost. That's incredible. I need new drops out of there. I need, because we're talking about basketball. Fantastic.
Right. It's... Do we have a Kemp spin involving a horse?
Find out next.
This is the...